Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. If you're new to the podcast, if this is the first time you've downloaded, well done. And stay listening, because at the end of it, you get a little code where if you type it into a certain website, you get £1,000 for you. You don't mind making that up. Now, great podcast coming up. We begin with Glenn Johnson talking about Marcus Rashford, and he shouldn't have been on the bench if he was carrying an injury. This was on Jim White's show and Natalie Sawyer. Yeah, easy to say that now, isn't it? Because, he got injured, didn't he?
They knew he came off the game before, apparently through precaution. And if that's right, then that's the right decision. But then if Lingard's going to come on for Rashford later on, then why not protect Rashford from the Norwich incident and then bring Lingard on in the game in the first place? Or don't put him on a bench in the first place to protect him even further, that he then certainly can't play. You're either fit enough to play or you're not. So if you're not fit, then there's no point being on the bench. And that's where I'm saying the backroom staff, I think, should look after him better. Because if the player's given the chance to play, even if he's 50%, he's going to want to play. He's obviously a fit, strong lad, but obviously games do catch up with you, and it's a sort of injury that looks like a burnt-out injury in a way, because it's obviously no contact or minimal contact, and he just felt something in his back, which is, you don't usually get back problems until you're much older and further down the line. But so it's a tough one, but yeah, I think he's going to need some looking after. Obviously, they seem to have done the right thing in terms of getting him off the pitch early enough against Norwich. But then obviously they make a huge error in terms of bringing him on last night.
Now, if you're sitting there thinking, you love a bit of football, but I wonder how day one sounded in the third test between England and South Africa. The test match, of course, live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. If you're sitting there thinking, how did it sound? A, then I pity you. Surely you've got something better to do. And B, it sounded like this.
Okay, picking his knees up. Oh, that's a half volley and it has been dismissed. That is a shot of high class from Ollie Pope. Wide and mid on, consecutive boundaries, brings up the 200 for England, and takes the partnership beyond the 50 mark. 52 now between Stokes and Pope.
Certainly got something about him, hasn't he, Ollie Pope? Looks a class act.
Round arm, almost slings that one to Ollie Pope. He pushes it away defensively out towards mid-wicket. Werner Fernandez will walk in to do the fielding. And that concludes a deeply absorbing day.
And staying with cricket, here's three people with words coming out their mouth: Zach Crawley, Goffey, and Matt Prior.
Gives this one a little bit of air, and that is clipped by Crawley through the leg side. Wow, that's going to run away for four. He's done more than clip it, he's timed that beautifully.
Pitch was very slow, it was tough to score all day, as you can see from our run rate. So we had to fight pretty hard, and luckily those two batted very well at the end to get us to a good score at the moment, so hopefully we can push on and get into the late 300s. I was pleased with how I played. Unfortunately, the way I got out, but I was pleased to face quite a few balls, and hopefully I can take a bit from that. Spending quite a bit of time at the crease, going into my next few innings, hopefully.
I'd be thinking now England would be looking to themselves and saying we can get anything between 50 and 400. They're well in the box here, and I think that would be a good score. I think it's going to get harder and harder to score on. England will go quite defensive pretty quickly with their fields, especially to the seamers. They'll wait for reverse swing. It happened today after 21 overs, right? We have got Mark Wood, who bowls it beautifully. Brodie can do it well. Sam Curran, giving us a different angle, left arm option, coming over the wicket and round the wicket. He also creates footholds for the off-spin of Don Best. So I think England start getting 350, 370. Yes, he's still going to play well tomorrow. Listen, South Africa are a good side, good bowling attack. England, we know they've had collapses now and again, but they'll be looking realistically now at 350 plus on that first innings, and I think that'll be a good score for England.
They've done a lot of hard work today, but there is no point doing all that hard work if you go and lose six tomorrow morning in the first hour. You know, you've got to rebuild again, you've got to start again, and make sure that you get a target that puts you so far ahead of the game, because that's the opportunity that you work so hard for. That's why the opening batsmen face as many balls as they do. It's not for that first hour or second hour or even the first day. It's to put yourselves in a position where you can bat South Africa out of the test match and almost take the hope of them getting a win out of it after day two. Then they're only playing for a best situation is a draw. The scoreboard pressure comes into it, and actually the wicket becomes kind of irrelevant because there's so much scoreboard pressure. They suddenly think, oh my goodness, we're going to be 2-1 down in the series. All these other things start coming in into your mind and mentality.
And a reminder, of course, there's a podcast called Following On with a new episode every day of the tour. Oh, I've become real tired. Right, time to talk football now. John Hartson was talking about the fact that it's good to see the SFA are taking research seriously in banning under-12s from heading the ball. Hear, hear.
The balls are lighter nowadays, and there will be people saying, are we going over the top? Are we worrying too much? But my view is, if you're actually taking it from the University of Glasgow, where you've got students studying, going through experts and then linking dementia with footballers heading the ball. All I'm trying to say is I believe the Scottish FA, the under-12s, they're stopping the under-12s heading the ball in training. I think they're actually doing something very, very positive, and they're taking this seriously, because I don't think you can ignore it totally.
Big Al now and Ali McCoy's discussing the fact that young people don't have fry-ups anymore. How dare they be healthy? I bet they don't have pints of lager with their breakfast either. Disgusting. What's the world coming to?
One in five Britons under 30 claim they've never tried a full Scottish or a full English because it's unhealthy. Most young Brits would rather tuck into smoked salmon and scrambled eggs, smashed avocado on toast and oatmeal pancakes.
Garbage.
They'll try to stuff it down your throat.
Yeah.
You know this.
And listen, I'm not having it.
Smashed avocado.
I'm absolutely not
avocado.
Having it. I'm not having it. There should always, always be a place for a traditional Scottish and English breakfast. Maybe a couple of days a week, a smashed avocado. You smashed avocado, man?
No. No, I'm not.
Yes, we're 20 years old today, would you believe? And because of that, we're going to give every listener £5. No, we're not. We've asked Adrian Durham to pick some of his best moments from the station over the last 20 years, because we're 20 years old, would you believe that? I've told you 10 times. Anyway, here are Durham's best moments over the years.
One of the key features on H&J is the Clips of the Week. And I think it's been fundamental to TalkSport's success, this, actually. Because Clips of the Week, in case you don't know, and you should do by now, is at 3:30 every Friday afternoon. They play a load of mistakes that we've all made over the course of the week. And some of them are incredibly cringy. Some of them are hilarious. But it's been a feature for all the time H&J have been doing TalkSport. And long may it continue as well. So, thought we might just play you one of the best ones. Here we go.
I feel a bit of a fraud today.
Why?
Because I wasn't watching any TV last night. I was at the filming of the BAFTA tribute for Bob Monkhouse over at the BBC.
Is that right? But that was a bit of fun.
Oh, well, there were some really nice contributions from a lot of good people, including some of the best of the younger comics around now. You like Jack D, Jimmy Carr, Steve Coogan.
Yeah.
And the clips were absolutely sensational. They got all his greatest one-liners, his acting roles, nostalgia by the bucket. I mean, you forget he was in things like Carry On Sergeant, and as well as...
Well, many people, Gary, forget that he's one of the greatest stand-up comics you've ever seen.
I saw him
years ago when I was still a reporter in Chester, and at the time we only knew him as the host of the Golden Shot or whatever, you know?
I tell you what, he's got a great... if he has to, he can do a blue version as well, which is meant to be fantastic.
Oh, yes, yes. In fact, you can get those on video still, on DVD probably now. This show goes out the weekend after next on BBC One. You're absolutely right. You're left with no doubt that Monkhouse was a giant.
Yeah, sure. But no, absolutely.
Gary, what about Bob's health now?
He died at Christmas.
I think Mr. Brazil was just looking a little bit back there rather than forward.
Well, you're absolutely right.
I heard two different versions of it, to be honest.
The terrible thing
two different versions, I was told.
Oh, what was the other version? Did we ever find out?
I don't know if I'm supposed to laugh at that, because that's
it's awful.
It's awful, but it's I'm laughing. I shouldn't laugh.
I think there's been enough time has passed for us to... And do you know what? The great thing about it is we all know that Bob Monkhouse was a true great, and he would have absolutely loved it. He would have been laughing at it, so...
Do you know what's funny about that?
He's gone.
Is his partner trying to bail him up? Well...
He's looking backwards and going forwards and, yeah, an unbelievable, truly unbelievable clip. But you know what? When you get up that early, every day, it messes with your mind, doesn't it? Now, 2007, there was a big story in the world of football, and that was that Jamie Carragher retired from international duty. And I wasn't very happy with it at all.
This I do remember.
You do remember, yeah, I remember it as well. 2007 this was, people. This is nearly 13 years ago. And I said he bottled it. I said that he had not accepted the challenge from Steve McClaren, the then England manager, to get himself into the England team. He just bottled that challenge. So I called him a bottler. And funnily enough, he wasn't happy with it. Jamie's with us on TalkSport. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. Just phoned up on my way to train and listened to your show. Normally a good show until you start rabbiting on this afternoon about being a bit of a bottler. It'd be interesting to see if you've got any bottling, come down to Anfield or Melwood and, you know, say it to me and we'll see what happens.
I'd say it to your face and I'll say it to you now.
Mate,
I want to know why you're even...
Come down to Anfield on a Champions League game or whatever and we'll see them, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
You can say whatever. You can say these other players about them. Not a problem. Everyone's got opinions. That's football. Not a problem with McLaren's opinion if he plays someone else. Not a problem with him at all. But don't ever call me a bottler on radio in front of all thousands of people listening to you.
So why are you even thinking about quitting international football?
Because there's that many people who he's played ahead of me. As I said, I've got no... If he brings someone else, it's a game of opinions, but when you're at my age, they're all younger than me. They're all going to improve, which maybe I won't at that age.
But yeah,
Go on, what? Yeah. And I got to the Champions League final. There's not much more you can do in club football, obviously win it, but we've done that a couple of years ago. He played Ledley King, who is a top player, but he's been injured all season, so how would you feel in my situation there? What would you do?
I'd feel like proving myself and getting a stomach for the fight going and going for it.
That doesn't even sound like you.
I was young and stupid then. I'm old and stupid now. He invited me to say it to his face. I went to Liverpool. I went to his bar, which was full of his friends and family, and said it to his face. Yeah. And he gave me a signed England shirt, which is very nice. And we've been in contact ever since. So it all turned out very well in the end. But for me personally, anyway, it was the big moment. It was fantastic.
Now, us being 20 years old, me and Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs were just 72 when they first came on air. And they're still going strong today. Here's your proof.
Greta Thunberg.
Oh, yes, beautifully pronounced.
She may be playing with a Queen. She stunned Brian May when she played the solo to Bohemian Rhapsody during a Skype session. They were chatting. And then
does she play? Guitar?
She's it's brilliant. But apparently they're playing an Aussie benefit concert on February the 16th. So I think she better set off now, really.
Yeah,
going by pedalo.
February the 6th, you won't make it.
That's going to take a long time.
She went by pedalo. Anything else you want to talk about?
Victoria Beckham's loaf. We mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah.
The what's it called? It's like Esteban. No, it's not called Esteban.
Esteban, it's...
Ezekiel. That's it, Ezekiel.
So what, this is a loaf of bread, yeah?
Yeah, that costs £5.95.
Oh, wow.
And it's...
What's it like toasted? What's in it?
What's in it? We had yesterday. It's got in it... hold on.
I'd love you introduce these stories and then find them.
Because you wasn't expecting to tell you what was in it.
Well, you said Victoria Beckham's loaf.
Well, we did it yesterday, Victoria Beckham's
loaf.
People
aren't going to know what it is.
Well, people do listen more than one day.
Well,
I don't know, actually.
I'm not so sure.
Who knows?
I think 20 minutes would be pushing it a bit.
Anyway, so this loaf, and because they made a big thing about it, and it went in the paper and everything, and now
what's in it?
The Guardian...
Still can't find it, can you?
Can't, no.
Go on then.
What's in it? It's
No, don't worry about that. Just keep on because we're only here till four. What about a loaf?
I'll give it up.
It's a loaf of bread, and it's got. Imagine it was quite.
I've got to find out now.
It had sort of sprouts in it and everything.
Sprouts. That's it.
Yeah, it had sprouts in it.
It had sprouts in it. Yeah.
Yeah. So what about it, Andy? For goodness sake, so what about it?
This bloke wrote it into the stuff. Victoria Beckham would do anything stupid just to make the headlines.
Wow.
The latest being spending £6 on a loaf. And I don't think that's how it works. I don't think Victoria Beckham went out and said, how can I get in the papers today? I know, I'll spend six quid on a loaf of bread. I'll put it on social media and everybody will write about it and then I'll be in the papers.
If Victoria Beckham ever did a radio show like this, I imagine it'd be a lot better. But if she ever did, award
sure she'd win an award.
Yeah, but if she ever did, I would imagine she'd be saying that Andy Jacobs. Oh, yes. Do you know he spends £12 on a bar of chocolate?
He'd be lying, actually.
Yeah, well, it's not for, oh, come on. You've spent a tenner on a bar of chocolate.
I have.
Well, there we are.
Now, staying with numbers and years, how tedious is that for a link? Here's an exclusive interview with the West Ham co-owner, David Gold, talking to the Moose, Ian Abrahams. It's been 10 years, there's the link, since they took over the club.
Those promises are not written in stone. They are our hopes, our dreams. You know, we go to the Olympic Stadium believing, for example, 35,000 fans at Upton Park, 60,000, 62,000, 66,000 at the Olympic Stadium. You know, we've got to do that. We've got to do that. It's that is a promise that we can deliver. We know we can deliver that. But of course, there are promises that we made that there were hopeful promises. You can't guarantee that your players aren't going to get injured and therefore you're not going to get into the top half of the table, or you're not going to get to a cup final, or you're not going to progress as you hope. So, you know, there are promises that you know you can deliver, and there's promises that you hope you can deliver. And we shouldn't be lambasted because we failed in some of those promises. Those promises still exist. We promise to do our absolute best that we can. And I feel that. I feel that every day we're doing the best. We're not leaving stones unturned. We're doing everything we can to continually improve this football club. And the aim remains, and that is to challenge at the very top of football. Whether that's winning the FA Cup, getting to a cup final, getting into Europe, challenging those top six. Now, Leicester did it. It's true that that really no clubs over the last 20 years since the birth of the Premier League have really attacked the top six. But it's beginning to happen, and you're seeing, you know, Arsenal is not doing as well as they've been doing for the last 20 years. Even Manchester United, mid-table, you know. So it's happening, but is it going to happen overnight? Clearly not. And that's where I feel that we've let the fans down. But I want them to know that it's not for trying.
It's a strong statement what you just made. You'd let the fans down. There's still a club here. And there, you could argue, if you hadn't come in 10 years ago, there wouldn't still be a club here. So on the one hand, you've made a statement you let the fans down. But on the other hand, you've...
We'll only let them down in the sense that we should have... you know, not been so positive in what we should have made it clear that these are our hopes and dreams, but they're not, you know, these promises weren't written in stone, but that we were going to do everything in our power to try and achieve those things.
I'm Darren Goff, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Time now to turn our attention to kickoff, and John Solarco is in the studio talking about his unsuccessful attempt on a managing career after being a player.
I took up coaching and I got my coaching badge at a very early age. And there was twofold to that. I knew it would improve me as a footballer, because if I understood what the coaches were trying to get out of me, then that would make me a better player and obviously go into coaching. So when I finished playing, I did apply for a number of jobs. I better not name the teams that I did apply for. You know, League Two teams, League One.
Go on.
And,
are we talking managerial positions?
Managerial positions, okay. Yeah. And I didn't get one interview. I suppose a lot of chairmen have got an idea of who they want as their manager. They've got a shortlist, but it's like anything. There's a lot of jobs that are advertised, but they know you've got to advertise the job. You know, they know who's going to get it. Mm. They may even go through the process of interviewing other players. That's why I do actually, initially I didn't like the Rooney Rule, but now I do. I do welcome the fact that you do have to interview a BAME candidate, at least one, because it gives you options. I think sometimes, just being in that environment, I think it's welcoming as well, you know, because you lose a lot of confidence in the fact that you're not getting anywhere, but you don't get any reasons why you're not getting an interview. So certainly I can't sit and say, you know, it was because
of this. You didn't even get to go through the interview process.
No. So, yeah, but you're kind of left on your own, really. I don't think you get enough help, and you're asking, you know, you as referees, do you get any help from the bodies? I think when you finish playing, I think you should be on a track. And that's what I'm saying. I think, you know, as a player, as a coach, as a referee, you need that, you need that pathway.
Back now to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show. And Matt Ryan was talking about how he's fundraising to tackle the devastating Australian bushfires.
I had my family over here during the Christmas period, and I was caught up with them quite a bit, and They ended up leaving to go back to Australia on January 1st. And that was when I really got a chance to look into how bad it really was. And yeah, like you say, some of the footage and the photos and all that you saw and that are all over the internet were, quite graphic and horrific. And I wanted to, try to lend my help. There's a television network back home, Optus Sport, and I saw that for that same weekend, they were going to be donating $1,000 for every goal. And in me wanting to do something, I thought, there would be a nice incentive for some keepers. And, I come up with the idea of doing that. And I thought, at least if goals are being scored, one end, we're winning. And, if the keepers are saving, we're winning also. So I thought it was a win-win situation.
Wow, and, brilliant.
Yeah, ultimately, raised some nice funds for those in need back home.
And last but by no means least, yes, I, Andy Goldstein, was back on the sports bar.
All right, it's about time. Where have you been swanning off?
All right, I've been doing the snooker.
Why have you been doing that?
Well, they pay better than the radio.
All right, move on.
OK, I will. Here are the best bits from Andy Goldstein's Me Sports Bar from last night. OK, say Boney and Bernie.
Bernie.
Say weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Say Boney Tony.
Bernie Turney.
Go on then, Tony. Go on then, Tony. What are you phoned up for?
It's not how I expected the conversation to go.
No, me, Tony.
Go on then, Tony. Turn.
Go on, Turn.
Go on, Turn.
Right, I've got a CD in my car, and track 8's my favourite. And the first two lines of the song is Andy Jacobs.
Okay, what you can hear him, you mean? It sounds like him.
Well, that's what the lyrics sound like to me. And
can you play it?
I don't think.
What's the song? We can find it here. What's the song?
Yeah. It's the song's called Jump Jet, and it's by Ride.
Jump Jet.
Jump Jet.
Oh, Ride. That's with Andy Bell, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's me pal, Andy Bell. Do you like Ride?
Jet. Yes. The lyrics don't start till 1:03.
1:03, and it sounds like the words Andy Jacobs. Is that what you're saying?
There's no difference.
Okay, well, wait there, Tony. Wait there, Tony. We'll have a listen. Here we go.
gosh.
That does sound like him. Good work, Tony. Have you Googled it to find out what it is?
No.
Okay, yeah, Jay, have a look. Let's hear it one more time, Josh. Just play it again. Andy Jacobs. It says that Andy Jacobs gave me something. Play it again, Josh. Andy Jacobs let me fly. Why are you turning it down after that, Josh? Do it again. It says that Andy Jacobs let me fly. Andy Jacobs let me fight. Here we go. You got the word? You got the lyrics? Turn it down, Josh. Honestly, Tom, it's like you're new to the game, yeah?
It's going to be disappointing. I mean, I don't know whether I should tell anyone. Just keep it as it is, because Andy Jacobs sounds better.
Is it in there as Andy Jacobs?
It is, yeah. It says Andy Jacobs.
Okay. Tony, good work.
Yeah, I don't think he'll know about it either.
He says Andy Jacobs. He must be a H&J fan.
Does it say Andy Jacobs?
It says Andy Jacobs.
Wow, okay. Listen, Tony, good work. Well, that's nearly it for another podcasty thing. Good work, everyone. Let me remind you that, of course, you can download this and subscribe via Acast, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And also, let me tell you about bucket loads of football coming up. So tonight, being Friday, on TalkSport 2, exclusive. That was my voice. We haven't hired someone in to do that. From 7:45 on 19:45, if you've got a 24-hour clock, it's Fulham against Middlesbrough. Live commentary of that in the Championship. Then proper football begins on Saturday as game day. That was me again. 12:30, it's Watford against Spurs. Then at 3 p.m, actually this is quite complicated, so listen carefully. It's Arsenal against Sheffield United. So the game will begin on the TalkSport app due to the cricket.
Hold on, you're putting cricket before football?
Yeah, I don't make the rules. And the second half will be live on TalkSport 2.
Can't you put it all on TalkSport 2?
No, I've just told you, the cricket's on.
Yeah, but no one listens to the cricket. All right, we've paid a lot of money for it.
And then at 5:30, the big one.
Come on,
Newcastle against Chelsea. That's also live and exclusive on TalkSport. Lots of football, so make sure you pin back your lug holes and you listen to it all live and exclusive on TalkSport, the network. That's it. Have a great weekend. I'm back, of course, on Sunday night from 9 p.m. for the Trans-Europe Express. Thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.